With me on the line this morning is Peter James. He's the administrator at Great Expectations School. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
Before we actually talk about the board meeting, let's talk about where you were during the board meeting.
Yes, I was playing hooky, sort of. But I was down at the Department of Education in Roseville, along with Beth Schwartz, the superintendent at 166, and almost 100 others. The commissioner was leading a conversation about school reform. So it was a really interesting opportunity.
And what did you come up with?
Well, we're just going to quit and start over from scratch.
No, you're not.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Well, and I think that was one of the main points. I think we really can't.
You're going to become Finnish, though.
We are Finnish. We're going to finish. And it was funny because there were some teachers there from Finland, and we said, "Hey, we're from further than Finland, at least Finland, Minnesota." But one of the things that's true on the world education scene is that Finland continues to top the performance of school children going through what we would call traditional kindergarten through high school education. And they did that with some important reforms that started way back in the 70s, and they've been working at it for 30, 40 years to get to that point. And one of the things that's kind of paradoxical is, as you look at the Finnish system, they do more with less. There are fewer school days. The days are shorter. There are fewer tests and less academic instruction stressed. And yet the kids are learning more, and they're more effective in applying what they learn. And I think that's really the lesson from the Finnish schools, is it's not about doing more, it's about doing different. And so the conversation that the commissioner led with us and with some guest speakers and a panel of teachers who are now teaching in Minnesota but who have history of being raised and taught and teaching in the Finnish system was about what are the changes that are important for us to make. What are those changes that we can make now within the current structure and system? Because you're not going to pick up everything that they do in Finland and transplant it to the United States, much less even to Minnesota, and how we can do things here. But there is excitement around the idea of thinking we can do things differently. And the commissioner basically being very explicit in saying, I will have your back. If you take risks, if you make changes, if you're working within the law, and are trying new and different things, I will support that. And what are those things that we can do, and how do we bring about some of the positive impacts that they've been able to achieve in Finland here within our current system and structure? So really interesting conversation, lots of great ideas. Beth and I were table mates and quite excited about what it might mean for us in Cook County, somewhat isolated from the rest of the state, and being able to maybe have some freedoms to do some things together.
You've got an annual meeting coming up, though, right?
We do. There's a lot of conversation about elections these days, and school board elections as well in the community. Our school board also has elections of our membership at each annual meeting, where about a third of our school board members roll off and a third roll on, elected by the members of the school, which are the parents and staff at Great Expectations. And we're trying to get a balance of perspectives there. But it's a chance for us to check in with our parents, to talk about the year that's passed, to foreshadow some of the things we're going to be doing in the years to come, and just get together for, building that community that seems to be really important for our success.
And when will that annual meeting and elections be?
The third week in November, we'll have our board meeting and an election of officers and that coming up. So it's kind of a landmark, I guess, each fall. Again, a time to reflect and a time to look forward.
We've been speaking with Peter James. He's the administrator at Great Expectations School. Thank you for taking time this morning to talk to us on the phone.
No problem. Thanks for accommodating.